Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Excuse me. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Monday. It's the 31st day and last day of July 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in the star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 86 degrees today and a low of 56 for the Klamath Basin. And it's a little cooler weather, but it's a little more comfortable. I mean, it's drier and shit out there. We're in the extreme. We got extreme fire danger, so it's about time for the Forest Service to get their flamethrowers out and start doing some controlled burns, I think. I know that there was a couple of fires about 50 miles east of here. We'll see. At any rate, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to go get our goddamn ice picks out in our cleated boots, and we're going to climb up that goddamn mountain of goddamn righteous indignation to that fucking high ground we have to reach before we can do any goddamn thing, it would seem. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go see if I know there's got to be something going on that's just wrong, that we can prove is wrong, you know what I mean? I mean, we're up against some pretty righteous people trying to get that moral high ground, but we're going to keep fucking trying. You're going to try this. I mean, attack after attack. A lot of you people might be having trouble getting through on the comments line. It's under attack. We worked on it all weekend, and then fucking I had enough, and I called the server, and they're ultimately responsible for my security. It is an attack. Somebody's fucking went in and attacked it, and they got a crew working on it, so we're expecting some results by this evening. And if I don't get results, then I'm going to back it up, and if it fucks up, I'm going to the goddamn FCC oversight committee, to the goddamn head of that fucking committee in her personal fucking goddamn capacity, and we'll see if she wants to sign her name to treason or fix my fucking site back like it was. Anyways, let's see what we got here to try. I mean, it's a hard thing. I mean, we're up against pedophiles and fucking murderers and international drug dealers. I mean, it's hard to get the high ground from such people. We got to go past. I like to keep Hunter Biden right up there so I don't forget that son of a bitch. 12 undeniable signs that humanity globalists are engineering the end of humanity. And I go to look at all of these, and they're fucking Mike Adams. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is the one. Let me make sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is coming down. I mean, we were throwing shit out. We were working full blast on the comment section, but this is coming down. But I did listen to one of these, Intuit. That's the first one. It's called a situation update, November 10th, 2021, destabilization terrafore. And I start listening to this son of a bitch. Mike Adams, you are a fucking two-bit fucking shill. You fucking piece of cowardly fucking shit. You will be a held account for your fucking goddamn propaganda. He comes on here. He tells you that we can't beat these fuckers without divine intervention. My fucking ball sack, bitch. We can wipe these motherfuckers out in a day. You just don't want to talk about the real fucking solution. Oh, God damn it. Let's just start fucking praying that fucking God comes down from the heavens and fixes this shit for us. If people had done that from the beginning of the fucking time, we would have never had a fucking Bill of Rights. We'd have never had our unalienable law. But by God, we can fucking take it. We don't need no fucking body. We have the largest arsenal and the largest fucking army to ever exist on this planet 10 fucking times over, you fucking two-bit son of a bitch. These will come off today. Anyways, I wanted to say that because the son of a bitches were up there. Let's go on to something else. Fucking pray. Go fucking pray, you son of a bitch. Throw your fucking gun away and pray. It's a lot easier than putting yourself... I mean, the motherfucker's rich. Huh? You're incorporated. You think we don't know what the fuck you are? Huh? You son of a bitch. You preach fucking goddamn defeatism. You preach sit down and wait for the fucking rapture. You sit down and wait for the rapture and you'll be a fucking part of it, motherfucker, when the people step up and start enforcing the goddamn law of this fucking nation. Portland's Monmouth County lost $1 billion from 2020 to 2021 as high earners left city and riots amid riots and pandemic. Monmouth County lost over $1 billion in income as high earners fled the area during lockdowns, riots, and spikes in crime in the first year of pandemic, according to a report. Let's see how this works out. According to analysis of the data from the Internal Revenue Service, the Oregonian from income tax returns filed in 2020 and 2021, Monmouth County lost a net 14,257 tax filers and their dependents, many of whom were high earners who could do jobs remotely, resulting in a net income loss of $1 billion. That's all right, man. Don't worry about it. Just type some numbers in the fucking computer. Sooner or later, the walls come a-tumbling down. The outlet reported that the average income of those who left in 2020, the most recent year available, was 14% higher than those who moved the previous year. Yet the average income of those who remained in or moved to the county declined during the same time frame. Sounds like you're fucking destroying it, don't it? It sounds like it's a deliberate fucking destroying of the fucking state of Oregon. That's what it sounds like to me. Outlets and analysis of the IRS data is similar to the most recent Census Bureau estimates, which revealed that Monmouth County had the largest population decline out of any county in Oregon. Yeah, if you could see up there, you'd know fucking why. And they're doing that to this goddamn small town. I mean, it's not a small town. It's a fucking Northern California fucking city that's fuck complete with goddamn every piece of fucking trash they can put on the fucking streets. It's sickening. It's sickening that it used to be a nice little fucking town, man, when I was growing up here, and fucking now it's a fucking sewer. Everybody's wanting to get the fuck out of it that lived there all their life instead of throwing the fuckers out that came. And who gave permission for them to come? We sure didn't. And you didn't have the authority to. The outlets analysis IRS data. The country's largest city, Portland, saw an exodus during the time frame, which has continued, causing the Rose City to be one of the fastest declining large cities in 2022, according to the Oregonian. The city has also grappled with record-breaking homicides. The problem is exacerbated by the Portland police lack of resources. Bullshit! That's a fucking lie. They are a part of it. They are the ones that protect the son of a bitches that are doing the homicides and destroying the fucking city. To follow up on investigation on property crimes. Yeah, fuck you, liar. You mean where they can, what, why investigate something when you can walk in and take fucking $990 worth of shit and they can't even fucking stop you? This is fucking orchestrated by the fucking communists in fucking goddamn Salem, Oregon. We know what it is. Making matters worse was a revelation in 2022 that District Attorney Mike Schmidt is prosecuting less than half of all misdemeanor theft cases referred to his office by police. But see, you don't have the third authority to fucking prosecute. I mean, this is to try to get, they're working hard because this election's coming up to try to make us think there is some kind of judicial system in place here. There is. It's King Chuck's. It's a foreign fucking goddamn judicial system claiming jurisdiction over free sovereign nationals in this goddamn country, and we will put your ass in the fucking ground. You are in violation of our law. We will enforce that fucking law. You've declared war on us. Get ready for some fucking war. According to the analysis, many who left Monona County in 2020 and 2021 moved to nearby suburbs, while some went out of state to places such as, I hate to even say these places, these pieces of places would be mobbed. Spartanburg County in South Carolina, Kitsap County in Washington, and liberal strongholds such as Travis County in Texas, which contains Austin as well as San Francisco, which makes no sense because these are the shit dogs. If they're fucking one of these liberal fucking places, what they call liberal, that's the communist side of it as opposed to the fascist side of it. Why in the fuck are they going to where, well, maybe they could go in there to make the problem the same there. What do you think? The high earners typically move to areas with more space or other urban areas, while those with lower incomes usually stayed in Oregon but moved to more affordable counties. You fucking scum, get the hell out of my goddamn state. The Oregonian noted that the state deaths outnumber births. That combined with the loss of income could result in cuts in government spending due to budget shortfalls as the state is heavily reliant on the high earners as a source of revenue due to Oregon's personal income tax. One of the highest, I think we were the highest, I don't know if we're still the highest, but it was one of the highest in the fucking goddamn country. Barack Obama emerges with black eye. I mean, this, the, you know, diverting shit doesn't cut it with me. John Kerry, unelected climate multimillionaire, says farmers are the problem. Yeah, we got fucking food in this here. He doesn't mention that an increase in CO2 actually increases food production, which is why global corporations pump CO2 into greenhouses. And, you know, this is a video. I'd like to go through it. We're working. I mean, shit keeps piling up. We keep getting attacked from every fucking angle, but I told them today it's going to fucking stop. It's going to stop or the goddamn rich are going out. And I got a plan. We're going to fucking give them a salvo they ain't never going to fucking forget. Breaking, a study conducted by scientists at the University of Colorado confirms vast majority of humanity has gotten the COVID vaccine via shedding, whether they wanted it or not. Now, finally, you know, last week I was raising hell about they're not saying anything about how most of the people got this fucking shit in them through the fucking Typhoid Marys and Typhoid Bobs. But the goddamn fact is, you know, is conducted via shedding. I don't know if there's any more on this. We'll see. No, I mean, they put the whole thing there. They want you to watch the video over on their fucking site. And that's all right, but I don't need to. I ain't doing a video. Secret Chinese biotech lab uncovered in California. Secret Chinese linked bio lab uncovered in California with nearly 1,000 mice, 20 potential infection agents, COVID tests, and human blood. Now, there is no test for COVID, and that's kind of... It, again, we have a little video here. They talk about it, but we have also have an article. Following a months-long investigation, local and federal officials uncovered secret biotech lab with nearly 1,000 mice, 20 potential infection agents, according to authorities. Look over here. Fresno County authorities discovered a unlicensed laboratory. No, man, here we go. I mean, how many are these? Are there around the country? And they just, you know, they're building little fucking sicknesses. And then, oh, we've got pandemic going again. It's a variant of COVID-19 that never existed. Inside a warehouse in Reedley, California, the secret lab. Listen to this shit. I mean, this is Mangala. The secret lab was owned by Prestige Biotech, a company registered in Las Vegas. And I'll tell you, if you want an LLC where you can fucking commit any fucking crime you want and just dissolve the LLC and come back under a different name the next day, Las Vegas is the place to go. Nevada, Prestige Biotech claimed it moved assets to the warehouse from the now defunct Universal Meditech Incorporated, which probably was another LLC. They got fucking busted. They just fucking changed their name and went right back to business in another fucking secret lab that can't exist. They're fucking all around us fucking creating things to kill us. And we're just sitting here just, oh, well, man, don't want to fire them. We got to get that moral high ground. That's all there is to it. On March 3rd, a code enforcement officer reportedly noticed a garden hose attached to and coming out of a wall in the back of the warehouse. Reedley City Manager Nicole Zaiba told KSEE, frankly, we knew that should not have been there. And when she went to investigate, she found that there was activity or operation or something happening within the building. The Fresno County Public Health Department obtained search warrants and made the shocking discovery on March 16th. Certain rooms of the warehouse were found to contain several vessels of liquid and virus apparatus, court documents stated. Fresno County Public Health staff also observed blood tissue and other bodily fluid samples and serums and thousands of vials of unlabeled fluids and suspected biological material. According to the court documents, certain rooms of the warehouse were found to contain several vessels of liquid and virus apparatus. Fresno County Public Health staff also observed blood tissue and other bodily fluid samples and serums and thousands of vials, unlabeled fluids, and unsuspected biological material, or just biological kill agents. We'll stick any fucking sticker on it and just go out there and see who'll fucking dumb enough to roll their sleeve up and give it to everybody. Fresno County Public Health Department Assistant Director Joe Prado said, there was over 800 different chemicals on site in different bottles of different acids. Unfortunately, a lot of these are being categorized under unknown chemicals. Pardo added there were some laboratory mice on site at the location. What we heard from the business owner was that they were doing some type of testing with those mice to see whether or not their COVID test kits were actually effective. COVID-19 doesn't exist. We know the tests are not fucking made to fucking isolate any kind of fucking virus. In fact, I don't know that any virus has ever been fucking isolated. So it's all, you know, this is all bullshit. I mean, this is like, you know, must have leaked out of that shed over there. We're actually effective in detecting COVID, which does not exist. So that was one example of what they shared with the purpose of the laboratory mice being on site. According to KFSN-TV, health officials say they found the company Prestige Biotech and Universal Meditech had refrigerators filled with chemicals, human blood, unlawful, illegal COVID and pregnancy tests, and just under 1,000 mice. I mean, pregnancy test? Will it work on, will it kill fucking babies? Will it make women sterile? Is that what you were working on, you lying son of a bitches? And I'm telling you right now, this place would be opened up again next week under another fucking limited liability corporation, probably out of Las Vegas. Ziba said there was a special room that was built housing about 1,000 white lab mice. Court documents state that hundreds of mice at the warehouse were kept in inhuman conditions, and more than 175 were found already dead in April. The city euthanized 773 of the mice. You fucking mice. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention conducted tests and discovered that the laboratory contained at least 20 potential infectious agents, including coronavirus, which coronavirus is the flu, HIV, hepatitis, and herpes, along with a Health and Human Services letter dated June 6th. Citing court documents, KTLA reported that there were 20 potential infectious viral, bacterial, and parasitic agents were present, including E. coli, malaria, and even COVID that doesn't exist. How do you fucking know, you fucking pricks? Officials say that all hazardous materials were removed from the warehouse by July 7th. Ziba said of the current lab, there are no more biologicals, there are no more mice, but they still will see us abating 30 freezers and fridges, medical equipment, and all sorts of furniture in there. They'll still see some activity, nothing hazardous at this point. So fucking, you're not even shutting them down? Well, of course not. Prado explained, I've never seen this in my 26-year career with the county of Fresno. City officials contacted Ziaquin Yo. Oh, that sounds, that's Irish. The president of Prestige Biotech. NBC News reported Yeo told officials that Prestige Biotech moved assets belonging to a defunct company, you know, that you got shut down and you changed your limited liability. They just dump them and no fucking liability. That is such a violation of the fucking right to due process of the law that you can't even, I mean, it's off the fucking charts. Universal Meditech Incorporated to the Reedley warehouse from Fresno after UMI went under. Prestige Biotech was a creator to UMI and identified as its successor, according to court documents. They just went and got them another limited liability corporation. It opened up the next day. The other one was gone. Can't sue it. Can't do nothing about it. That's why it's called limited liability. That's what they've been running this fucking country on. That's how the Masons fucking, they do any goddamn thing they want. Fuck, they commit a fucking crime, they just drop that corp and grab another one. Officials reportedly could not find any California-based address, Prestige Biotech or Universal Meditech. The other address provided for identified authorized agents who were either empty offices or addresses in China that could not be verified. Court documents declared, according to NBC News. Prestige Biotech is reportedly not registered with the Fresno County Public Health Department as a medical waste generator. Prestige Biotech is accused of not providing a plan for biological abatement and disposal of the materials. No biggie. Like I said, they'll fucking just drop that limited liability corporation and open up tomorrow under another name. The Epic Times reported court documents say both companies failed to provide any licensing that allowed laboratory activity, nor did they provide the necessary permits for storing and important chemical reagents from outside the United States. A criminal investigation by the federal agents is ongoing. Oh, yeah, yep, and they'll open up under another fucking name. That's what's going to fucking, I mean, this is old hat. And I tell you what, this is how they get the moral high ground on it. It's just open up under another name. Let me see here. What are they trying here? Okay, we did that. Okay. It was one I really wanted to get to. Da, 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 da. I like this one. I hate this one. Illinois' governor signs bill allowing foreign nationals to become police officers. That shows you that they are not goddamn, that they are nothing more than hired fucking mercenaries, doesn't it? You pull my ass over, you foreign motherfucker, I'll blow you out of your goddamn boots. You have no jurisdictional authority. You're in this fucking country unlawfully. You're fucking taking from my fucking people without due process the fucking law, you piece of shit motherfuckers. You try it. Governor, let's see here. This is by Leif Mahieu, M-A-H-I-E-U, the Daily Wire. Governor J.B. Pitzer signed a bill on Friday that will allow foreign nationals in the state to become police officers. Wow. How would you like that? Somebody come up fucking with a machine gun in your fucking face that you can't even understand. The bill, which was opposed by some police groups, including the Fraternal Order of Police, which is just the goddamn corporate mafia fucking what would you call a mercenary fucking force, was one of 130 bills Pitzer signed on Friday, effective immediately. Foreign nationals will now be able to become police officers in the state. You're here as an act of a fucking crime, and you're going to fucking pull me over? You're going to fuck with me? No, you're fucking not. You try it, you get a fucking bullet in the face. This is fucking war. The law HB 3751 says that foreign nationals who are, quote, legally authorized under federal law to work in the United States, or any foreign national who is an individual agent whom immigration action has been deferred by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals process, I mean, just more fucking dictates they wrote out, can openly become a police officer in this state. The Fraternal Order of Police condemned the bill earlier this year after it passed in the state house. What message does this legislation send when it allows people who do not have legal status to become the enforcers of our laws? The group said in a statement, this is a potential crisis of confidence in law enforcement at a time when our officers need all the public confidence they can get. Well, you're fucking foreign goddamn agents, you're goddamn mercenaries. You have no god. We have confidence that you're here to kill us, that you're here to back this motherfucking goddamn corporate fucking mafia dictatorship, or better, fucking monarchy. During debate on the bill, Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose said it would be a fundamental breach of democracy. No, this ain't a fucking democracy, cunt. It'll be a breach of the fucking ninth article to the fucking Bill of Rights. It would be a breach to the fucking every bit of the Bill of Rights, because this area known as fucking Chicago has not been taken from the fucking people through any due process of the law. And each individual in that fucking place would have to have a fucking trial. And they would have to fucking have a ruling from the court. To allow non-citizens to arrest Americans. I mean, they're pushing it all the way. What went well? That seems like that would be a step on that moral high ground. I don't know, man. I mean, what's wrong with somebody who can't speak? Maybe a Chinaman come up and sticking a fucking gun in your face. That means your headlights out. I'm going to shoot you. It's just a fundamental idea, Rose said in May. I don't care where this individual is from, Australia. They should not be able to arrest a United States citizen on U.S. soil. No, by God, they can't, because you don't have the fucking authority. The government never, not even the government, the false fucking government, the government that never was, under the Constitution that never was, we're never to have authority over the American nationals. We are autonomous. We are self-ruling. We have our own fucking law, the common law of December 15, 1791, to take care of all of our disputes. And you son of a bitches were never to have guns over us. You were never to have any kind of policing powers over us, and you fucking know it. And we're supposed to be able to walk up to you and pull you out of that fucking fiduciary position and take you into a common law court and fucking have you hung for fucking sedition if you fucking try it. Illinois has been facing shortages of police officers as the state and major metro areas like Chicago pursued policies largely opposed by police. Pitzer signed several other controversial bills, including one requiring state agencies to add non-binary or gender non-confirming categories to employment reports. I mean, this kind of covers the whole fucking deal, doesn't it? Another bill signed this week targets crisis pregnancy centers. The law will now allow Illinois' attorney general to investigate a case of alleged consumer fraud against crisis pregnancy center accused of deceptive practices. The law is largely taking aim at pro-life centers that suggest an association between the abortion and the breast cancer or for infertility. Right to Life Executive Director Mary Kate Zander said that the measure was politically motivated and totally unsubstantiated. It's a conspiracy theory that'll be fucking law next week, right? Like, it's a fucking foreigner. A fucking foreigner that's here in this country illegal going to fucking come and pull me over and fuck with me and violate my rights? Try it. The Thomas More Society, a conservative law firm that fights in defense of religious liberty and free speech, filed a suit. Oh, my God. They filed a suit in King Charles's fucking Star Chamber Court. How do you think that's going to turn out? Who's going to jail? No fucking buddy. Not, this is not going to stop. God ain't coming down and there ain't going to be no holy intervention, you fucking piece of shit. We do this or it don't get done. You can sell your fucking future out to your children. Goddamn, what the hell is his name? Son of a bitch. Sell your fucking children out, you son of a bitch. You will be prosecuted for your fucking propaganda. It happened at Nuremberg, and it's going to happen in the United States when this is all over. You dirty fucking treasonous, backstabbing piece of fucking shit, Mike Adams, you scumbag. Still, it's going to take divine intervention. No, it's going to take fucking men stepping up with loaded guns that will fucking pull the trigger. That's all it will take, and there's a fucking plenty of us. You're going to see what it takes, and you're going to run like a goddamn rabbit through the fucking brambles when we fucking come after your ass, aren't you, you little piece of shit? Mike Adams, the health ranger, you fucking scumbag. This law is a blatant attempt to chill and silence pro-life speech under the guise of consumer protection, said Peter Brin. Thomas More, Society Executive Vice President and Head of Litigation, Pregnancy Help Ministries, provide real options and assistance to women and families in need. But instead of the praise they deserve, pro-abortion politicians are targeting these ministries with $50,000 fines and injunctions solely because of their pro-life viewpoint. And, well, you know what? You don't have that in the fucking common law, do you? None of this shit would exist. It exists because, I won't even say it. We all know why. U.S. announces $345 million military aid package for Taiwan. Well, Taiwan ain't got enough of our fucking money yet. And the people here, we got to get rid of all this goddamn money. It's in the way. I mean, we're tripping over it, right? We're living like goddamn animals. Why this military war complex fucking grows, like a hog at the trough, just gobbling it all fucking up. We don't need this shit. If we just stay in our borders and protect our own fucking interests and fucking secure our borders, throw every motherfucker out of here that came here as a violation of the law, and fucking we're in paradise again. And then we can take our time and get our goddamn resources back, our wealth back, and we can live a fucking life like that we were supposed to fucking live. That's all there is to it, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting now these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have here? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And how much could ever see clear? The end is come so much. Wasted days, wasted days. Watch your lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1244 Pacific Time. That was Bruce Springsteen and John Mellencamp with Wasted Days. Climbing that goddamn hill, man, trying to get to that goddamn righteous fucking high ground. All right, what do we got doing? See, there was something that I really... Oh, fuck that. Well, it was government has no business in this. Rand Paul spars with Mitt Romney on citizenship. And fuck, I'll tell you what, fucking Rand, I see what you're fucking doing. And you're not fucking sneaky. And you're not fucking smart. He stood up there and talked about the first article of our fucking Bill of Rights being only for the government. Bullshit. You two-bit little fucking liar. That is the law for every individual free sovereign in this goddamn land, including the bastards who work in the fiduciary. It makes it so that we grab them when we bring them to our fucking goddamn level. They're not above us. They're below us. We got to pull them up as individual fucking individuals in their individual capacity, and we stomp them. My fucking neighbor violates my rights. That ain't the fucking government. And I can take that motherfucker to a common law court and have his ass fucking hung too. Can I? You're just trying. I mean, they're trying to work this shit into where the fucking Bill of Rights was made. Oh, to protect the people from the government. No, that is our common law. That's the only fucking law in this goddamn land. It's the only law ratified by the elected representatives of the people. It is the absolute unalienable law, and it belongs to each individual, you son of a bitch, to exercise their fucking jurisdictional authority so they can prosecute their lives and live in happiness. You little fucker, you know, you think you're a smart son of a bitch because you come on there and you, Congress will make no laws. Well, no, Congress shan't. That's one of the fucking maximums of the fucking common law. That's a maximum. There's maximums and there's goddamn procedure. It's the procedure that's not being followed, you little cocksucker. And you know that what is going on, the censorship that is going on, can't go on in any fucking form for any reason. And it ain't just the fucking government. It's every son of a bitch and every bitch out there that fucking walks this goddamn land. Every American national has the right to that law and to prosecute under that fucking law any other individual. It is our fucking law. And you fucking know it. Don't you act like it. It's there to fucking for the people to stop the government. Yeah, we can stop them. We can reach down and grab your little fucking curly hair, yank your fucking ass up into your goddamn individual capacity, take you into fucking court for your propaganda and have your ass fucking strung up, you little son of a bitch. And your buddy Mitt Romney there, you guys fucking rehearsed that, didn't you? Oh, let's see, what was it? 20% occurrence. I don't like that. Well, even in Chicago, Woodland, Chicago residents blow up over illegals in the neighborhood. And well, it's coming home to roost, ain't it? Well, we'll go ahead and look at this. U.S. announces historic $345 million military aid package for Taiwan. Tanks during the Hong Kong military exercise in Toyang, Taiwan, July 26, 2023. 1-HWA, Ching Bloomberg via Getty Images. That's who did the picture. Brimsban, Australia. The United States has announced a historic, man, we're making history here, people. Fucking having our country taken away from us right off and under our fucking feet while we stand there and polish our guns. Announced a historic $345 million military aid package to Taiwan, which for the first time will come from existing U.S. military stockpiles. And that's fucking bullshit. We already know that they fucking have taken from our stockpiles and sent it over to the Ukraine. What the fuck you think I can only remember to yesterday, you son of a bitches? instead of purchase through the Foreign Military Sales Program, the White House announced Friday. And that is bullshit. We all know we've read the articles on this fucking site. The announcement is a lesson learned from the U.S. military assistance to Ukraine, where U.S.-made weapons are quickly getting to the battleground, but it will also likely rile China, which considers Taiwan to be a breakaway province. The Pentagon has signaled for much of the year that it intended to prepare such a package after Congress authorized $1 billion for military aid to be provided to Taiwan under what is known as a presidential drawdown authority. Now, I ain't never read about nothing like that, have you? That's taking from our people without due process of the law and giving it to fucking foreigners. That's what you're doing. It's theft. It's fraud. It all has to be theft and fraud because this whole fucking United States corporation is nothing but one big fraud, and you cannot get nothing but fraud from fraud. You can't just right in the middle of a fraud fix it and make it not a fraud. You can't do it. It has to be removed, and it has to be fucking litigated, and the fraud has to be fucking taken care of, and then you can start over. $345 million aid package was announced by the White House in a brief statement issued late Friday afternoon. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution, then fuck your Constitution. You're not a fucking president. You're a corporate monarch. You suck fucking King Chuck's ass. You piece of shit, pedophilic, dog shit eating little son of a bitch. And the laws of the United States of America, including 621. Well, 621, I never read no law named 621. I don't remember the fucking ratification of a 621. Do you? Of the Foreign Assistance Act. You don't fucking create law through acts in this fucking country. I mean, the only way that laws were to be created with the lie of the Federalists was they had to be ratified by the individual states. That's the only way you could create law. So what this we have here is fucking Roman civil law, corporate policy being enforced as fucking as public law so that they can fucking take. It's just declaration. That's what they. That's how they're building their United Nations fucking goddamn government, what they're going to call the United Nations. Put it down on a piece of paper and all my buddies here, all 25 of us fucking signed it. And that takes care of 8 billion fucking people. Fuck you. Give it a go, son of a bitch. You can write all you fucking want to. Your act has to be enforced and you go find your fucking mercenaries. See if you can find somebody who ain't wearing high heels, pink high heels. And I bring your fucking pink high heel, the fucking army. I can't fucking wait. I hereby, this is a fucking voice of a fucking monarch dictator. I hereby command, I delegate. Fuck you. You can't delegate power, son of a bitch. Only the fucking people could if they wanted to, and they don't, because you've never had a legitimate fucking goddamn government whatsoever. It's the Constitution was not ratified by the people. We granted you no fucking power to delegate, to even take a shit, you son of a bitch. I hereby delegate to the Secretary of State the authority. You can't delegate fucking authorities you don't have. Section 506, Section A, Section 3 of the FAA. I mean, you know, they put all this shit in place and you don't hear nothing about it, and then years later when they go to plug in, where in the hell did all that shit come from? To direct the drawdown of up to $345 million in defense articles and services of the Department of Defense and Military Education and Training to provide assistance to Taiwan, said the statement. Now, we know that three fucking ex-American generals are over there helping the goddamn Chinese who are not smart enough to build a fucking army that could fucking take on the fucking United States, but they're over there fucking training and fucking, you know, taking generals from the United States. You're committing high fucking treason. You motherfuckers are going to, you'll get skinned alive for what you're doing. A hanging ain't good enough for you. And remember, we didn't sign on to the goddamn, what the hell was it called? I'll think of it in a minute. The drawdown.
Geneva Convention.
Yes, sir. The Geneva Convention. We're not signed on to that. That was a corporation that did that. They had no authority to do it for the people. So you're fucked. Whatever we want to do to you, we will fucking do to you. No fucking quarter. The drawdown includes self-defense capabilities that Taiwan will be able to use to build to bolster deterrence now and in the future, while our people sit under fucking goddamn highway overpasses, living like goddamn animals on the fucking street, said Lieutenant Colonel Martin, looks like Mieners. Systems include in the $345 million package address critical defensive stockpiles, multi-domain awareness, anti-armor, and air defense capabilities. Now, see, we'll get all this shit fucking that Trump spent our trillions of dollars so that we could live like fucking paupers in the richest land on the fucking planet that we fucking own. He took it from us without fucking due process of law, piled up these fucking arsenals, and now they're going to Ukraine and fucking Taiwan. It wasn't that the United States, and man, we got to get, remember he was there. We're low on arsenal. We got to update our arsenal. We got to piles, and he fucking piled it up for his buddy, his fucking little kid raping buddy, because we all know that fucking Trump went to fucking pedophile island too. His buddy maybe that fucking likes the little kiddies, he piled it all up so that this son of a bitch could sell it, and everybody just sits here and goes, no, Trump, he was doing this. Fuck you, you ignorant son of a bitches. Your ignorance fucking just blows me away. You can't see the obvious right in front of your fucking eyes. Portable air defense systems. This is the shit we were building. This is why we couldn't have, a few people got a bigger paycheck and they tried to fucking satanize this guy. I mean, he stood right up there. It's always been that the Republicans were for smaller government. And we were only supposed to have a limited government. He stood right up there and said he's going to make the United States huger. He's going to make the United States military, which is really the United Nations military that we pay for, and it's a goddamn mercenary force used by the corporations to go and take the fucking resources of fucking other countries and fucking kill their people, kill their little kids, fucking cut them up. Intelligence and surveillance capabilities, firearms, and missiles. Man, you better watch them Americans. We don't want them to have no firearms. Because they're I don't know, it must be the enemy. Reuters was first to report on Tuesday that the new aid package could be announced as early as Friday. Mieners said the Pentagon would move exponentially to deliver the aid package to Taiwan, but would not provide a timeline. The announcement will likely draw criticism from China, which is bullshit, just like Putin, and they all sit down at the same fucking table and cut up the proceeds at the end of the month. If you don't fucking realize that, you're a fucking retard. Oh, the announcement will likely draw criticism from China. You shall not do that. We're my share. China, which considers Taiwan to be a breakaway province and which has escalated tensions around the island in recent years. That includes demonstrations of its maritime and airborne capabilities, being led by three American generals, by the way, capabilities as it edges closer to Taiwan territory beyond the Taiwan Straits. While not a new authority for the U.S. in weapons transactions, the presidential drawdown authority, fucking there is no such thing. You fucking, we did that in the act. Well, we all wrote it down one day, and all fucking 400 of us passed it for fucking 300 million. We didn't even know it was fucking happening. You fucking low life motherfuckers. You have no authority over us whatsoever, goddamn ever. We're American nationals. We're the fucking jurisdictional authority over this goddamn United States of these Americas. And if everybody gets off their fucking ass and starts fucking doing their duty under the law, and taking you motherfuckers out, man, just get it going. I'm telling you, I think if it breaks loose, it's gonna explode. At this point, there is so much fucking discontent and hate out here, you can see it. You can cut the fucking air with it. Drawdown authority has been significant attention after more than $40 billion worth of existing weapons in the United States stockpiles have been provided to Ukraine. But they said this is the first time this ever happened. Didn't they? Didn't I read that? This is called the Ministry of Fucking Lies. I mean, they try to twist your mind to it. You don't even know what you fucking read by the time you get done. You just know, well, I guess we're giving 340, well, there's $40 billion worth of existing weapons stockpiles to the Ukraine. We're going to give $35 million or $350 million, it's not about it. It'll get up to more. But the bottom line is half of it, probably more than half of it, will go on the black market. They'll sit over there in Kiev at the big table, fucking Putin, fucking the president or the head CEO for fucking Taiwan, and fucking Donald Trump, and fucking Joe Biden, and probably Hunter will be there if he ain't next door fucking snorting coke with six-year-olds and fucking pedophiling them, and they'll cut up the fucking cash, man. It's that goddamn simple. It ain't brain surgery. Stockpiles have been provided to Ukraine since the start of the war. U.S. officials stressed what they noted was an important distraction in the Taiwan PDA package is not being done under emergency authorities, unlike the aid package. And we're just, it don't matter. I mean, fuck, they act like this shit matters somehow, like, uh-oh, no. Somebody's going to get them for that because that, man, they broke a rule. Because there are no fucking laws. There's just fucking corporate fucking policy, which they can change at a whim, which is completely arbitrary and capricious. It's fucking dictatorship. It's fucking monarchism. That's what they want. They want us back in the Middle Ages where you step off the street and if fucking one of these motherfuckers don't like the way you're looking at him, even though he couldn't roll you or if you were dead, I put you in a fucking stock and beat you with a fucking whip. This is what these sick in the head son of a bitches want. They want to rape little kids right on the side of the fucking street. Your little kids make you fucking watch like they did at Abu Ghraib. I mean, you think it's beyond them? That the aid package is being prompted by some sort of emergency situation with regards to Taiwan. The difference from existing arms sales agreements with Taiwan is that the weapon systems will arrive there in quick order, as opposed to having to wait years for them to be built from scratch because your fucking thing's falling apart on you. Your fucking goddamn one world order bullshit is falling apart on you. It fucking shines every day. It shines in the ministry of lies, what you put out. We can read between the lines. We're fucking Americans. All of us didn't go to stupid school. You got that? And we'll tell the fucking rest, and the rest will be able to see. I mean, oh, wow, that's what that meant, huh? It's just like the fucking Bill of Rights, simple fucking document. I mean, it fucking says what it says, and it means what it says. But this here is fucking wish-wash fucking subject matter bullshit that is just supposed to fumble around in your mind when anybody else says, oh, well, we sure gave a bunch to Taiwan, didn't we? Yeah, you have anything to eat for dinner tonight? Well, no, I can't afford to eat. I'm taking care of Taiwan and Ukraine. No, you're not taking care of Taiwan and Ukraine. You're taking care of the international corporate mafia. They sit down, I guarantee you, at a table in Kiev once a month, and they cut up the fucking cash that they have stolen from every fucking country. They intend to be gods on this goddamn earth and just have enough of you here so that they have little kids to fucking violate, little kids to fucking pedophile, and that'll be all, and then you can serve them while they're fucking doing that to your children. How would you like that, gun polishers? U.S. officials have said previously that a presidential drawdown authority would be in line with the Taiwan Relations Act. In line with it. What the fuck is that? I don't remember that be going through the goddamn ratification process. Not that it can, because there's no ratification process in the fucking corporation. The corporation works as a corporation, and the boards are nothing more than communist committees that fucking hand down dictates. But that fucking those fiduciary positions are still there, just like in the common law courts. The goddamn the chairs are still there. It's like Kennedy's fucking executive order. Getting rid of the CIA and the FBI and the IRS. It's still there. It just ain't being enforced. It's like your goddamn immigration fucking policy. It's not being enforced because it is not law. It can only be law if it's ratified by all the fucking states and made law like the fucking Bill of Rights was. And the Bill of Rights is the only fucking one that ever, well, they may have did the Volstead Act, but the Volstead Act was unlawful. The Volstead Act would have been struck down the first fucking court case that went to the first county fucking common law court because they didn't have the authority to tell anybody what they could drink or couldn't drink or that they could do any fucking thing. You have no authority over your fucking brother. You can contest something he's doing if it's violating your rights. But that's the only fucking way you can even fucking enter his fucking business. It's none of your fucking business. Act, the six assurances and the three communiques that guide U.S. policy towards Taiwan and reinforcement and reinforce that on Friday, saying the announcement was not a change in policy. Policy is not fucking law. That's Roman fucking goddamn, that's Roman civil law. We have American common law. That is the law of this fucking land. Supreme, superior, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people. We, the people, are the jurisdictional authority as individuals. We don't live by your goddamn corporate policy. If it violates our fucking individual rights, we fucking destroy it. That's what we're supposed to be doing, people. We got to get that through your fucking head. And there ain't going to be no holy intervention that's going to come in. God ain't coming down here to help you. You better understand it. If your kid ends up getting raped in front of you, it's because you're a fucking coward. You're sitting there waiting on the fucking rapture. Well, that's going to upset God. Well, God doesn't seem too upset about those little kids over in the Ukraine being chopped up a fucking live, does he? It's bullshit. Fuck you, Mike Adams, you fucking chill. The concept, the concept drew the attention of lawmakers who earlier this year authorized the transfer of up to $1 billion in PDA transfers. Just PDA transfers. It's your fucking goddamn wealth. A move that drew Pentagon support. I bet they did, because they got a fucking pocket full of money. They get cut up the fucking cash at the end of the month in Kiev too. My team is working diligently to make sure that we have the right capabilities in the particular drawdown, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told the Senate Armed Services Committee in March. The $1 billion authority is only valid through the end of the fiscal year of September 30th. Ask what would happen to the additional funding that remains in the congressional authority, Lieutenant Colonel Mirinez said the Biden administration continues to review Taiwan self-defense requirements. Taiwan's none of our business. We don't live in Taiwan. We're not Taiwanese. We're fucking American nationals. We want our fucking borders sealed. We don't want no part of no international fucking governments. We want no part of any international fucking non-governmental agencies. We don't want ungovernmental agencies in our fucking goddamn country having any sway past that of the individual. You can't do it. It is a violation of the law. All we have to do is fucking shoot your ass. When you're doing these things, you are committing fucking acts of fucking crime against us. You are attacking us as fucking enemies, and we need to attack back. We're on that moral high ground, people. I'm telling you, we got it. And we will continue to assess the best authority. See, all this is bullshit. Best authority to meet these requirements going forward. That's a load of horseshit. Mieners said the aid package announcement had not been delayed by recent outreach efforts to China, which the high-profile visits by Secretary of State Antonia Blinken and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, the ex-head of the Rothschild's fucking international bank. Not even a fucking government. It's not an American institution. It's a private fucking bank. And now it's just like goddamn, who was Steve Mnuchin? I mean, that son of a bitch, he was the last fucking Treasury Secretary. These are fucking goddamn corporate thieves. They should have already been fucking hung, put up against the fucking wall. They have stole trillions from the fucking people. Okay, and we got to do it. Don't wait for that fucking rapture. Your fucking great-grandchildren will fucking piss on your fucking graves if you wait on that rapture. It ain't coming. If there's a rapture, it's going to be in the form of an uprising of the fucking United States nationals. And we're going to fucking stomp these fuckers out of our goddamn lands. We're going to reestablish our fucking border as absolute. We're going to take back our goddamn riches they have fucking stolen. And we are going to fucking prosecute the fucking criminals from within, the fucking traitors from within. And Donald Trump, you son of a bitch, you're going to do it too, and so are you, Barack Obama. You could not be president of these United States. You are not natural-born American nationals, and you fucking know it. And all these pricks fucking know it in the fucking corporation. But we just changed the corporate rules, man, so that we can have fucking foreigners sitting in the fucking on the fucking crown chair as the goddamn monarch or the corporate monarch for the fucking King Chuck in this land that he still considers his. You're going to consider it yours, you motherfucker. We'll blow it. We'll tear England off the goddamn map, you motherfucker. We are not going to live as your goddamn slaves, as your servants, you motherfucker. And you're not stealing our goddamn wealth and getting away with it. We're going to take it back in a hard fucking way. So you people over in England, you need to get that fucking monarch off the fucking goddamn throne. Take your own goddamn wealth back, and then you'll see where we're coming from, and we'll get ours back. We got nothing against your people. The fact that you let a monarch fucking run your goddamn lives. We're not going to do it. We live by our own will. Taiwan required a large amount of coordination with multiple U.S. government agencies, non-governmental agencies, I fucking guarantee you. The administration conducted an interview review to ensure the package met Taiwan's critical defense needs. That's going to be it for the day, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches The Word from the Trenches on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. But, man, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, you look at this, and it is blatant. It is blatant what it is. That we have that Ministry of Truth. They are putting these things in fucking all of these fucking draconian fucking agencies and all this shit. All of this fucking unlawful shit, violations of our fucking law in place, and they're fucking going forward as we fucking keep walking backwards. The only thing it's going to solve is not God coming down. It's you going out with a locked and loaded rifle and start shooting the motherfuckers. That is the only way you got out of this, whether you believe it or not. You wait for that rapture, man, you'll get raptured, all right. You wonder, well, you'll come out of this hell right into another hell, because if there is a God, he's a God that rewards fucking evil and fucking punishes fucking good. I can see that. He is a God that allows his people to fuck. I mean, if you're fucking worshiping mammon, don't call yourself a fucking Christian, okay? Just fucking don't do it, because you were warned about that shit. Anyways, we'll be back tomorrow about 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, and that is The Word from the Trenches.